I love Team Me.
Hello.
the new Pokemon bad guy team in Ultra Sun. Team Me.
I mean, it was Team Skull before, and now it's the opposite. It's Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I never in a million years would have put those two things together in my own mind, but
skull and meat.
Now that you've described it to me, yeah, I can live with that.
A skull of meat.
No, that's not... No, see, you were right the first time. A skull is not meat.
No, the meat is skull-shaped.
Or it's filling the skull where the brain would be.
The brain is the...
It's just like ground beef.
God, we're going.
Oh,
we're not,
yeah.
Yeah, we're in.
Okay, good.
Well, we're going.
I just wanted to make sure that we were capturing this.
Yeah, this is for posterity.
Now, go back
the internet.
And listen to this and be like, what was I thinking?
Yeah, the internet will have this for all time.
Delightful.
Never heard
my name is
intro,
Dustin Morabito.
So.
My head is filled with. My head is filled with skull meat.
Damn, I was going to say that.
Joining me today, as I'm stepping on his intro, Kyle McGrath is here.
It's too late. Cut me off.
Sorry.
And the call. Hi, Kyle. Thanks for stopping.
It's over now.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you get.
Oh,
30
see you next
seconds
time,
of
kids.
Daily recommended Kyle.
Jillian Ferriulo is here.
I am.
You seemed like more unsure than I was expecting.
Was that a question?
Yeah. That was almost like a
really. Be here.
Yeah, that was like an I think, therefore I am.
I have no mouth and I'm a scream.
None of us are actually here.
Whoa.
Metaphysical.
We're all in different places.
That's true.
Gasp.
Yeah, quite a few different places. Spread out a little bit.
A little bit.
Brian Taylor's here, also from somewhere else in the internet.
Also living the nightmare.
Never ending nightmare. The best Pokemon Z move.
That was like
is
the last season of Reboot,
yes.
Where you get stuck in the internet and it's a nightmare.
There you go, yeah.
No, they've got...
The ghost
in
the machine.
That too.
They have the different, like, typed Z crystals in Sun and Moon, and the ghost type move is never-ending nightmares.
That's pretty funny.
I'm not making this up. Look at it.
Perfect for children.
Yes.
Exactly.
It's even better when Mimikyu uses it, because he's, like, kind of looking cute, and then it just says, like, never-ending nightmares above his head. It's a good picture. Anyway...
Lorraine Morabito is here.
It's true.
And that's
how
it.
How did you get fifth billing?
I don't know, man.
Jeez. I reversed it. I gotta keep
down.
You guys on your toes.
I've been demoted.
I gotta change things up once in a while. Gotta make sure everybody's
rude.
Paying attention.
I thought there was no I in team.
You never know.
But there is a Dustin on a couch.
We're in chairs, but
there's an
enough.
I in Dustin.
The principle
right.
Is
there's an I in Lorraine too.
The principle is essentially the same. anyway, Lorraine, would it make you feel better if I asked you what you're playing?
I mean,
right
you
start
normally
over,
start with me
right at this moment. I was going to change that up too, but
oh,
I don't want to throw
God.
You off your.
Oh,
I don't want to.
No. Don't change your plan for me. No.
Podcasting and playing a game. What are you doing? How dare you?
No, please don't. Cater to me.
I was just going to kick it
go
to Brian
ahead. That's
Brian because he hasn't
what?
Been here for a bit.
Go.
What?
And I know he's got a new thing.
Go.
Why the hell would you kick it to me?
I don't know.
Because he knows you got a new
well,
thing.
Yeah, exactly. I just
after
explained
we surprised
it.
Him Saturday after Jillian and you and I knew what was happening and he didn't, he's interested.
So we Brian, what have you been up to? Does it rhyme with itch?
so last week... I ordered a small micro drone to play with my cat.
That's
and,
good.
It freaks him the hell out. But,
so oh, okay. You know. So
does it have a laser pointer in it, and you can just press the button and it shoots it at the ground?
No, but it does have blue and red LEDs, which he hates.
That's
so...
how you get your cat to like have a seizure, like
yeah.
Provoked. Like a laser pointer and then a drone.
Sure. Does it seem Throw like
lights.
Does it seem like the cat is agitated but like is like does
no,
the cat
just
want to attack
away
it or is it frightened
it.
Of it? Okay.
But I'm also a horrible drone pilot, so I've
crashing into a cat.
Fielded roughly one flight, so I'm, you know, on my way to expertise.
Clearly.
I think that's about all that's new.
All right. Well, cool. That was easy.
That's not even true, right. Brian. You caved on Saturday. You bought a Switch. Brian?
He gone.
I can't tell what's happening now. I don't know if this is a bit or if he's just.
I have no idea.
Oh, wait, like, I'm sorry.
His microphone has crashed.
No, I accidentally muted it.
You shouldn't have admitted that. You should have just gone with it.
Oh, it was better before it was an accident.
No, it was. It wasn't so much caving as. So I was originally joking when I said that I should go get a Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, oh, haha, whatever. And then the thought was in my brain, and I was like, well, what if I did want to go get a Switch?
So but wait.
I look at GameStop, and it's like 8:20, and GameStop closes at 9. I'm like, I wonder if they've got a Switch. And I'm looking online, and nothing. So then I call them, and they don't have one. They only have these stupid packs online mm-hmm. that won't even ship until almost the end of August. And I'm like, well, this is dumb. So then it felt like a challenge. Like, well, I want to find one. So I started calling Targets and Best Buys and Meijer's. And finally, I called this new Meijer by my house that I have not been to, but it's like 2 miles away. And they had two Switches with the Neon controllers, which is the one I wanted.
Nice.
And I was like, well, they're reselling online for like $390. I'm like, I was thinking about getting one, you know, maybe around Thanksgiving when they tend to have sales. But if they're still in this high demand, I may not even find one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So to find one at actual retail price, $299, I was like, I got to run over there and get it. So I did.
And this was going on while I was streaming the Splatoon 2 Splatfest. Yeah. So I was watching him check all these places in the chat, and then he just vanished after a while.
I said I gotta go.
And we weren't entirely sure, because we had Jillian Skyping in, mm-hmm. even though we weren't able to actually play with each other. And so we're just like, did he go? Like, we weren't sure if he was actually gone or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I get the picture of the Switch, Breath of the Wild, and Splatoon.
Well, I got there, and I was going to just get Splatoon, but then he was like, we've got buy one, get 40% off. And I was like, well, I'll buy the only other game I'm interested in for 40% off. Why not? So now it's sitting next to my TV.
Hooray.
That rules.
I take the next 2 weeks off of your life and play Zelda.
No. Right now, I'm only working 3 days a week anyway, so I got plenty of time.
All right, great.
Yeah, that was still a very satisfying story. I really...
It was.
I really like the consumerism as a quest. I have definitely succumbed to that myself.
Yeah, it eats you a little more often than you'd like to admit.
Yeah, it's just like, I really want that, so I'm going to go hunt for it.
I didn't until I found out I couldn't have it.
Well, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's
you even get some self-awareness along the way. It's like, I wouldn't normally be buying this if I had the option to buy it all the time.
Sure.
I want to find it.
Yeah, now that it's like a victory. Uh-huh. Since the purchase in and of itself is overcoming a challenge of some kind.
I told Lorraine that all these places totally failed because they missed out on an impulse buy that I would have had if they just had the stupid thing.
Had you thought of Meijer's before that I brought it up? Because I remember I just offhanded like, oh, I think I've seen one at like a Meijer or something. You're like, I hadn't thought of Meijer. Or you hadn't checked with them yet or something.
I hadn't checked with them. I had kind of planned to, but I figured, you know, I'm calling Best Buy and Target and like all of them. And then the Target by me, they were like, we sold the last one yesterday.
Oh, geez.
And they're like, call back in a month. And I was like, damn.
It's like, no, now.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I needed it.
Yeah, if you're in the Midwest, Meijer is a good place to just find things occasionally, because they are like they have a website,
but it's terrible.
You can technically order things from. I'm pretty sure,
they didn't last time I checked.
Yeah, and but. I know that at the very least, it doesn't work like normal online retail works for where these big box stores where they have the thing where it's like, oh, I can see how many are near me. There's just no. If you can buy things from the Meijer website, which I think is true, but I am not certain of, it is not like a one-to-one, like, oh, here, you can buy it from these five stores that are near you. It's just either they have it online, or they have some in the store that are totally separate, and the only way to know that is to either go to a Meijer or call someone and, like, be redirected to the right department.
Yeah, the terrible part, too, was when I went onto their website, I even had a little bit of trouble finding the proper phone number to call.
Sure.
Because it gave me all these other details about the store, like when they open and close and all this other stuff. I'm like, I just want to call. Like, I don't want to email you. Mm-hmm. I want to call. So I found it, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet. You probably got right in under the gun, too, because I think they kind of, like, take people off of the rotation of the electronics department at a certain point in the night. So, like, 8 to 9-ish was probably closing in on when there just wouldn't be a person at that telephone.
Midnight, if I wouldn't have bought it by then, it would have been done for the day.
Okay.
Wow. So, but they, it wasn't until after I was leaving the store and driving home that I kind of thought, there was a second one there. I mean,
you could have been that guy.
Well, if I knew somebody that wanted one,
okay,
or you're gonna be that guy,
somebody
not
that
like
wanted to
that
resell
guy.
One,
make $100.
I'm too lazy to resell it, but if it's selling for $80 more, I don't really want to be that guy. But it had the neon controllers, which is the only one worth buying.
It is the cooler one.
I strongly disagree.
I mean, it's stupider, so it is by default at least more interesting.
I get it. There's an argument here. I don't need my controllers and video game consoles to be stupid.
I kind of wanted, like, if I had the option of, if I could have, like, trade in my set, I kind of wanted the, like, crazy highlighter ones that came out with Splatoon. Mm. Like, the fact that we don't need extra Joy-Cons is why I totally didn't go buy them. But if I could just, like, walk up and hand in my gray ones and get those are probably the ones that I would go with right now.
Gray and forgettable.
Who wants to trade?
Guys, who wants to trade Joy-Con?
Joy-Con looking for Joy-Con.
I do miss my orange Spice GameCube controller. I'll
give you that. Exactly. Like, that's what I'm talking about. The current Switch, the colored Switch Joy-Cons are the logical conclusion of the Spice Orange GameCube.
Do they have skins for the Joy-Cons?
Yes.
I have little, I got
not
ones.
Not the thick, rubbery ones like the Wii U controllers, though. I mean, like, something, you know, that doesn't feel.
Well, I bet they do.
Jillian, don't you have, like, stickers?
Weird.
Basically,
yeah, I've
like
got
a
the
sticker
skin. Yeah. Zelda Breath of the Wild skin for the console, the screen itself, and the Joy-Cons. Front
and
back. I bet
they make like a wrap or something that's not too bad that you can get that's colored.
Yeah, I mean, they're selling enough Switches that, you know, go look online. I'm sure there are dozens of things that are like that.
I don't know if this is still true, but when the Switch came out, I saw a thing from a company that makes stuff like that, like a decal or whatever that you put over it as a protective covering. Mm. And whatever they make the Switch material out of was being eaten away by the decals.
So
they had to halt production, and I don't know if that ever got fixed or solved, but
I
they never
have no idea. I remember hearing
stories. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that story.
Well, mine's not eaten, so that's
I'm gonna be taking it off.
That's right. You'll never know until you
let's
try to peel them back.
You wouldn't even know.
Dun dun dun.
I feel like I would kind of have an inkling, but maybe not, I suppose.
Yeah, I got little like silicone things for mine that in the handful of instances where I've played the Switch just like with a tablet in my hand, I do like it a little better because they add like the little cup. Like they make them more like controller shaped as opposed
like
to just, like being just flat. So they're a little more palmable for me with like my giant gorilla hands.
Sorry.
And they make them nice giant and blue, hands. So... They do look there. They no longer look exactly gray, so I'll take it. But I mean, 90% of the time, when I'm playing a Switch,
it's
I'm just
docked.
Playing it with a pro controller on the TV anyway.
Yeah, same.
So it doesn't come up that often. But,
I just don't like rubbery controller feel.
Oh sure, you know? I don't necessarily.
I like a plasticky controller.
Yeah, I don't necessarily mind it, but like I said, I'll take the shape over anything. Like just having more of the controller to put in my hands was more important to me than like the. The mouth feel, let's say.
The mouth feel. The palm feel.
Yeah.
Did you lick a Switch cartridge, Brian?
Why do you keep telling people to do that?
No. I brought it up when he was buying it, and he said he might do it.
What?
Oh, yeah, I definitely did it.
Of course you did.
I had to. It wasn't that bad, but I wouldn't eat it.
It's noticeable. But it's also...
It didn't taste like a food product.
Exactly.
Let's put it that way.
That's the point.
Curiosity is way too strong of an impulse for some people.
It is. It is. And that's why, like, I shouldn't even go into it.
Uh-oh.
let's just say I would rather somebody not tell me about something like that, because I have to do it.
Wait, I say, did you fall down, like, did you get tricked? Did you go on, like, a message board or Twitter or something where they were like, all right, if you rub your genitals on the SD card slot, then it totally unlocks hidden storage on the console?
No.
What?
Just checking. Look, you never know, man. The internet's not nice sometimes.
Everybody didn't do that when they bought it. I mean, the forum didn't say it. I just figured I had
sure,
to.
Sure, right. That's how
marking
you break
your territory.
That's how you break most of your electronics in.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Thanks. Thank you, Dustin.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for your contribution.
I didn't quite mean to flip the table on that conversation as much
as
I actually
did.
I'm pretty
sure you did.
But,
or did you?
I'm pretty sure that was intentional.
Anyway, how are you liking the Switch, Brian? How much time have you played? Have you played Zelda at all yet, or have you just played a little Splatoon?
No, I have not. I've been too lazy to walk across the room and change the cartridge.
Fair enough.
It's a handheld console. You can play it in your hand and put the cartridge in without even getting up.
I'd have to get up and take it out of its dock.
You could have the dock like next to your couch.
I have the controller, the Joy-Cons in the little controller thingy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Although I like Kyle's line of thinking, just get a much longer HDMI cable and just...
Oh, I already have that. I just haven't wanted to dig into that one yet. But I've been playing a little bit of Splatoon. I'm awful at it, which is really annoying, because when I play shooters on a PC with mouse and keyboard, I'm really good. Like, I grew up playing these, and
I'm
and
really good, guys. I swear.
that's
it's the
like
controller.
even Halo with you guys, Dustin knows too. The controllers always kind of frustrate me, because I can't play games like that with controllers. So I don't know. But I'll get better. I'm level four.
I'm hot garbage at every shooter ever, and I can get by in Splatoon.
I've started using, just last night, I started using the sniper rifle.
Oh, God. I hate that.
But I don't attack people. I just use it because it has amazing paint coverage.
Oh,
if you
okay.
Shoot it really quickly.
Just like making really fun straight lines.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I side strafe and I put down paint. Mm-hmm. And I went into the test area, and every gun I tried, like the roller, the sniper rifle, like everything... I almost went with the roller, but then I tested the sniper rifle, and I was like, I covered twice the amount of area with this sniper rifle before I ran out of paint compared to the roller. So it was a no-brainer for me. So I am not a combatant with that sniper rifle, but I will lay paint.
Okay.
What I do. I will eat
most
the base.
Most of the charger users that I find are the biggest assholes ever, because they'll just like camp out in one spot and just try to snipe you the entire time, and it's just annoying.
Oh, yeah. I'm snipers in every game ever.
Right.
Ugh. I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn with that thing.
Yeah. Oh, I still like watching that game being played, and I still think it's a really smartly made like take on shooters, specifically because of that. Because in a lot of ways, like, you look at some of the more modern, like the class-based stuff that like Team Fortress sort of started, and Overwatch is the like the most recent iteration of that, where they try to give you like a diversity of things to do in those games that is more than just shooting dudes in the head. Like, you know, you can play supports or whatever. Like, you can play classes that have different abilities. Splatoon sort of does that too, but it's not even like you're subservient to another character. Like, you're not like a healer who has to support a guy who's out there tanking or whatever. Basically, you can be a guy who's more aggressive in terms of just taking out other squids, or you can be like a support in the sense of, I'm just going to make sure I'm covering as much ground as possible all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you can play, like, you can be play completely different, completely isolated roles from people on the same team, but still work toward the same victory condition, I think is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think that game's really neat.
I still like it.
Yeah, and it works well for me, because I suck at it. So I can hit the ground, I just can't hit the people. I think I may have like two or three kills out of probably the 15 matches I've played.
If you're using a sniper rifle, that's not a thing you accidentally get kills with very often.
Yeah, that's
true.
It's a calculated kill.
It's not like a submachine gun where, you know, if somebody gets in on you, you can just hold down the button and sometimes you might kill them.
I've only played 3 matches with the sniper rifle. So I had about 12 or 13 others where I was using the splatty splat junior thing, but the one above that.
What, I don't
the level
know
the name. The level bro, 2.
I couldn't, I'm pretty sure he's talking about the splatter shot junior, but yeah, I don't know what junior the next one else is. I don't pay that much attention to their names. I just look at like weapon shape and be like, oh, I hate that one.
Just look at the shape.
So you're very aesthetic based. You're like,
well, no, I mean like coming up, like seeing, like watching the teams roll out and be like, oh God, they've got like a bucket, a paint roller, and two of the ones that are basically like shotguns where
the
they shoot out a little ball and like splat
team
out. I hate those. It's really annoying.
I was using Scooty Puff Senior. And
I was gonna say that was still,
I was still really bad with it. And paint coverage sucked. Like I would constantly run out of paint and I'd have to squid form and
well, you see, that's why you gotta get into the mindset of shoot a ways, swim up it, continue shooting.
I tried that, and it's much easier with the sniper rifle.
Sure, because you're making a much straighter
line. Right.
Yeah. Like, nice, clean line.
Or if you use the, like, little automatic arrow spray MG thing that I use, and it just, like, it's got it doesn't have as long of a range, but it's got a wider, like, fan out. So you just kind of, like, hold it, like, aim up a little bit. It inks basically everything in front of you. Swim, continue.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
Do a lot of dipping.
Yes.
Like shoot squid.
But then sometimes
squid.
I don't, and that's when I get killed. And then I also do that, and I get
killed
anyway.
I found myself,
whoops.
Like, trying to shoot areas that were, like, you'd have an area that's mostly covered in paint, except for one little area, and I would probably spend, like, 6 or 7 shots before I finally got that one little area with the
that's
the
a little
puff
too OCD, Brian.
Well, I'm trying to, I mean, if I can't kill the guys, I mean, better to get paint coverage than
better to cover up the other people's paint than getting empty space. Like, when you get over, like, the halfway point, unless there's, like, an egregious area that, like, your entire trash team decided not to paint.
They exist.
I'm aware.
I love watching Lorraine get exasperated by her Splatoon teammates assigned, and
some of them are
just like
so
pub games
bad.
So if we're
well,
ever playing
then
on a team,
you never play with me.
As long as you just do what I tell you, Jillian, you'll be fine.
As long as Lorraine's Splatoon
Ink
team is a dictatorship.
Ink the base. That's it. Ink the
that's
base.
What I do.
Good. Then you're not if a trash teammate.
If we're ever on a player, Lorraine, you have to remember that you can't ink the base, because then I would have nothing to do.
Yeah, then you gotta go and you gotta start inking their base.
Ink a base.
I'll lead the charge, and then you just come to me. I OCD around the base for a while, because no one will do it, and then I try to, like, sneak my way into their place and, like, drag some of their attention away to let the other people get the center, which always changes. Like, getting the center, unless you're, like, really destroying them, means nothing, because it's gonna get taken in a second. Hot Splatoon tips. I've been playing a lot of Splatoon. That's, like, all I've been playing.
I did annoy the shit out of some level 26.
Cool.
I duck around a corner that he couldn't get to because it's like one of those places you
just,
can't...
Yeah, it's raised and they can't get up there. Yeah.
And
I do that.
He would have to run around this ledge thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I could always get to the other side faster than him. So I would splat a huge area with that sniper rifle off the edge and then run back
and do it
all
again
the way around to the other side and do it again. And it had two beautiful square areas that I was just able to keep recovering. And the only thing he could do was throw like a paint grenade at me. And that didn't work too well. It was fun. We lost, but it was
fun. Well, if you can even just do that, like keep one of their like bigger, like potentially heavier hitter players occupied to keep them from like doing other stuff, then potentially you're like, even if you're not killing him, like that's wasting time.
I took him out of the fight.
Exactly. And you didn't let him respawn.
Yeah.
Position. And I wasn't level 26.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, I mean, honestly, that's just matches played. Like you could lose every single match and still be a decently high level case in point, like me.
But I would hope that he's a lot better than me.
Sure. But I mean, you even, like, just because, that's because you just started, though.
Yeah.
When you get at 26, let's see how much better you are.
Oh, I bet a lot.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, positional control is really interesting in that game, too, because like Lorraine was saying, you can do a lot of battling in the middle, but I think, like...
It's pointless.
Well, I think when the high level, when the people have been playing for a while, the maneuver that you really want to do is, like, push into their territory a little bit and just take out, a nice line along one or two influential corridors to just, like, slow them up from basically, like, you know, re-entering the battle as quickly as possible.
Getting back
in yours. Yeah, and then make sure you wipe them.
Pinning them to their spawn.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you are curious, I have the Splatoon app open right now, or the Nintendo Switch app with the Splatoon part on it. And my last 50 battles are 27 victories, 23 defeats. It's been about that ratio, like just a hair more wins than losses. Mm-hmm. Like that's what I've maintained.
Over 500.
I'm surprised it keeps track of that.
Oh yeah, there's all kinds of stats in this app, which is kind of cool.
It's not too bad.
It even shows like your score. I think you can go in and like look at like the people who are on the team and like their weapons and their results. It keeps a lot of information.
It seems like too much to have.
Yeah. It's neat.
I hear that app is hot garbage.
It's not hot garbage. It's the it's the online garbage. That's hot garbage.
using voice chat with it might be hot garbage. At least
the
there's some other stuff that may be
and
less
it works.
Than terrible. Yeah.
I just remember your complaints the other night.
Well, it's because that was more on the game than the app itself, because it wouldn't let you during a Splatfest. I guess you can't like just jump into a match with one other person. You need a team of four to stroll, like to play with your friends on purpose.
That's pretty stupid.
Yeah, it was.
It's real weird. I can't imagine. Like, they must think that it's some kind of integrity maintaining thing. Like, I don't know. I can't even.
I don't understand.
I can't think of an explanation.
Yeah. I don't understand why you can't just like queue up with like if because it's only four, like it's only four because you had to do it based on like your team for the Splatfest and
full team.
Yeah, you only had to have a full team, or you don't play with your friends at all. Like, you can't just jump into their match or anything.
So if you're playing Splatfest and you want to play with your friends, you have to have exactly three other people who are on your friends list who are on the same team. Yeah,
you can change teams pretty easily though.
No,
right?
Not during a Splatfest. You pick one and you're stuck for
the
2 days. Really, I don't think you can.
I don't know. I haven't played enough to be able.
You
I
go to the thing to. And it's like you've joined a team, and it's just like okay. I don't remember there was ever... Because it's only for, like, the 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it doesn't matter at that point.
Yeah.
And then otherwise, it's just jump into
Unless
a lobby
you
with them.
Team Mayo, which is awful.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
you
I technically...
You have to live with that for the rest of your life.
Yeah, right. I guess I technically understand why they would want you to be on the same side. Like, pick the same thing
sure.
in the Splatfest,
no,
but...
I understand that,
yeah,
but
the,
being
like,
able to not queue up with, like, fewer people, like, just give me the randos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care.
Because
it's not like that when it's not a Splatfest, right?
No.
Like, if you can just roll in with, like, two people and just have randos fill the other two slots?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
well,
so strange.
Well, so... when you jump into another friend's game, just normally, you could be on opposite sides. You're not necessarily on the same team.
Oh, I mean,
like,
that's fine.
You enter the
like,
lobby.
It's a little weird.
Yeah,
but
you
I
enter
guess
the
it's
lobby
okay.
of eight,
that's
and
not
then
great.
I mean, that's how the original game was too. It was
I know,
never
pretty weird, stupid then too.
And then, because then it's I think it's a similar. Or you might not even be able to jump into like ranked matches together. Because that's what the league is for.
Okay.
That's where you can go with, I think you can do fewer than like four people. I think you can queue up with other people and play the ranked modes as like a team. But I don't know, because I don't have that yet, because the ranked modes are terrible. So I haven't played those. I just played the normal vanilla Splatoon, which is more fun. But yeah, it's very hard to play with people, specifically.
I thought for sure you'd have access to rank.
I have access to rank. That's 10. League is B- at least in rank.
Oh.
And you have to win like a million. You start at C-. And you have to win like, I don't even know how many matches, because the bar just seems to fill up arbitrarily sometimes.
So then you got to be like esports level?
So at least.
Well, you mentioned that your app tracks like the last 50 matches.
Yes.
I wonder if you've got to achieve, like, a B- rank out of your last 50.
No, Brian.
Qualify,
like,
or...
When you get to ranked, you'll see what I mean by that rank. Like, that letter grade means something completely different from the normal Turf War stuff.
Gotcha.
It's completely separate outside of that. Don't worry about it. They're not fun anyway. Splatoon. Anybody? Jillian, how was your Splatoon? Because you just played for the first time on Saturday as well. Jillian? Did we lose her again?
She's doing that thing again.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
She's just very quiet.
Oh, well.
Maybe Lorraine, you can fill us in with some of your own Splatoon, and I'll see if I can...
You're back.
Nah.
Hello?
Oh, me?
Yes, yeah, I sure. asked you a question, and there was silence.
Oh, what was the question? Sorry, I was watching TV for a second.
How did you enjoy your first experience with Splatoon?
I enjoyed it. I was terrible garbage at it, and then I think I got a little... And I emphasize little bit better. But I mean, it was fun. It was nice to, play it. I hadn't taken out my Switch since I had moved. So it was nice to get that up and running and then get it all hooked up. And then even just to play something for a little bit was kind of nice because Saturday was a bit hectic. So it was nice to just sit down and like play a game for a little bit.
That's kind of the nice thing about Splatoon is the matches are so short.
It's easy.
And it's there's no real like big other overhead commitment when you go into just that's why I've been playing a lot of it. Just kind of like, oh, I could play like a match or two right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They're all 3 minutes long.
Like you said, if you want them to, they can kind of be very zen. Just like, I'm just going to play this game and lay down paint.
Yep.
3 hours later.
And lots of paint later.
So much paint.
I only meant to play 2 or 3 matches.
Not 2 or 3 hours worth of matches. Whoops. But we're gonna eventually, Jillian, we are gonna play together.
We better.
It'll
we
be
may
fun.
Not be sisters afterwards, but at least we'll play.
Damn.
We'll say we tried.
I'm not gonna disown you.
You are gonna disown
me. I'm not.
It's
sounds pretty hardcore about this.
I am not that hardcore.
A little bit.
No.
Rip me.
Kind of scared.
Ink the base, damn it.
How could you not ink the base? You had one job.
Just specifically not ink it just because.
Well, it's fine. I'll pick up the slack like I always do.
What are you doing in the middle?
Dying, that's what you're doing. Because the whole entire team. Well, they don't tell you that. They don't surface those stats. They only surface how many people you killed.
Well, I wouldn't be
Bladed.
Surprised.
If you told
me how many
like times. At the end of the match, so like you don't necessarily know who did what, aside from what you
useless.
Know in your heart.
How do you know your kill death if you don't know how many deaths?
It's not necessary.
How
did the enemy team get 35 kills?
I think the highest single kills a person I've seen might have been like almost 20 in one of the ranked modes.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Wow. But that's like, I mean, those matches, I think it was the Splat Zone, so it's like you've got a little like, the only ranked match I enjoy in very small quantities, you've basically got like this giant like rectangle on one of the maps, and you just have to like control it for X amount of time. And like you're, basically everyone is just converging on this single point, so there's going to be a lot of death.
Kill, kill, kill.
Basically. And that one person was like just on fire. Is
nice.
It the shoes?
I have only really played Turf War, and
it's the best mode.
I've played some of the single player stuff.
Oh, okay.
And Turf War, so that's it.
Woo! But I'm still not super interested in the single player stuff. Like I've tried it a few times. The levels seem better than the first one, but I've just kind of like.
Yeah,
I
mostly did it because I needed more practice, and I felt bad for my teammates.
But there's your first problem, is having any amount of shame for an online game.
Yeah, exactly. I just played with people who probably hate me, but it's fine. Just
look, in
I'm
my
getting,
heyday...
getting prepped to play with me.
In my heyday, I could carry a team, so that does make me feel bad. So bad.
I carry most of my teams.
Tell me more.
Thank you for that service.
I do what I can.
Maybe someday I'll be that good at Splatoon, but I doubt it.
I mean, I'm not that good because most of the times we're still losing. But I've done the most.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, it is fun to hear you like
hold your weight.
It is fun to be like in the same room or in the next room over when Lorraine is playing Splatoon, because it is basic. It is like listening to like a 13-year-old boy, except it's less racist and less sexist. But it's the same kind. It's the same kind of outrage. It's just not. Yeah, it's just not in the same level of offense. It's just like the, oh, you've got to be kidding me! You suck so hard.
I mean, it's just me calling people trash is what I call them.
Does it remind you of your Halo days, Dustin?
Maybe a little. Not for me personally. I was never like a, I never yelled at the TV. Like, I was never that dude. Okay. But I knew some people who were, or who would like who would even do that in like a LAN party setting. Like, for some people, when we would get into groups and like play together, that like we would be in the same basement, or like somebody would be on the upper floor, and like a round would go a certain way, or like a number, somebody would get like a double kill or something, and you could hear like shouting from the other room over, just like.
I remember my one Halo LAN party at that old apartment of Phil and Gabe's.
Yeah. That was like a revival.
That
like,
was four, right. Wasn't it?
You still want to do that.
Yeah, exactly. We did that like, we were, nobody I don't think was actively playing Halo at the time, but we played a little bit of it because four had come out like
sort
of recently.
And I found that one corner right by the stairs that one time and killed like three people there. And then people caught on and then I couldn't stay there anymore. I'm really bad at shooters.
Camper.
It was one time.
Go to your home.
I did. And then I died.
Mm-hmm. Halo's still real fun. And I'm still looking forward to playing some Destiny 2 in the near future.
Pew, pew, pew.
That'll be like less multiplayer for me at least. I'm not, I probably still won't jump into the Crucible in that game, but.
Just do it. Come on.
Just do it.
I mean, you've always got that new Destiny game, right?
Yeah, it's coming out.
Destiny 2?
A couple weeks. Well, yeah. little over a month, but it's almost here.
Woo. I'm looking forward to that other game that kind of looks like Destiny, but isn't.
Oh, the BioWare one?
Yeah, the, I think that's it.
There's like
something with a V.
No.
Anthem.
That's
Anthem, that's it.
That doesn't totally have the wrong a V letter. In it.
That's right.
Bantham.
Yeah, it's an upside down V.
It's an upside down V. There you go.
That one looks kind of cool, and I'm pretty sure it's coming out for PC, which means I can use a keyboard and mouse.
Destiny 2 is
like
coming out on PC.
God intended.
Wow.
You get him, Kyle.
I thought we were above this sort of pettiness.
Me too, honestly.
No, it's just him.
I mean, yeah, Brian's hard to get out of the past sometimes. The thing that I never, it. Like, I get it that the mouse is a good-looking device, but the reason that never took for me, even when, like, I had played, like, some amount of PC games, not nearly as many as you, or even, like, Adam and Justin, like, at their heydays of playing a lot of games on PC, the thing that could never convert me to playing most games on PC was that just, like, a controller is an interface device built to play video games on. A keyboard is a device that was built to enter words into a device that is, you can appropriate it in a way that makes it, you know, you can play games with it, but it's not what its function it was intended to be.
but forgetting that it is a far superior device for interfacing with a machine like a computer. Listen, if it wasn't unfair, they would allow keyboard and mouse players to play with the controller players.
On some games, they do, actually.
They don't even let you play between PS4 and Xbox.
Yeah, and on some Xbox and PlayStation games, I think that you can technically use keyboard and mouse on the console.
Yeah, they have.
Those consoles support...
I have yet to see that.
Yeah, those consoles technically support those interface devices now. I know that some Xbox and some PS4 games let you use
the
keyboard and mouse.
Because it's Microsoft. So,
I know that they allow you to use them. I was pretty sure you were not allowed to use them while playing one of those games for controlling your character.
I bet that's a game-by-game basis. I bet there are some that do and some that don't.
Because if I had seen one like that, for PS4, I'd probably want to pick it up just to try it.
Pew, pew.
Because I do know that, like, I think Final Fantasy 14 is the newer RPG?
Yes.
I have that. I played that on PC for a while. They have it for PS4. If you have a PS4, you could use a keyboard and mouse to play that game.
Right.
Yes. I remember Doug playing it on a keyboard and mouse on his PS4.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it supported for a shooter yet, which is sad, because I would play tons of shooters on my PS4 with a keyboard and mouse. Like every shooter.
You'd maybe have to look a few up, but... Although I even have like another complication on that, in that like I'm left-handed and mouse with my left hand, so I'm also like I will use the arrow keys to walk in instances where I've played like a first-person game on the computer. Like I've never used WASD in my life just because that's the mousing hand for me.
Well, that's just because you're bad at being a left-handed person.
Damn.
I'm left-handed and I don't have that problem.
Shots fired.
Right.
Damn. From your own people.
I know.
Wow.
All that PC playing has left you with zero empathy.
That's right. These studies have
cold as
show
ice.
Us some interesting things about people who play games on the computer.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Number 8 will surprise you.
Well, in any case, I'm glad you're enjoying Splatoon with your Neanderthal-like input system. That's right.
Yeah.
Dragging your knuckles over the joysticks to play that game.
Don't get me wrong, gripping the
Joy-Cons like with your feet
for certain things, like adventure games and stuff like that. It's not, you know, it's not bad, but it's just shooters.
No, I get you. And at some point,
shooters
it's
and strategy games.
At
like
some point,
StarCraft,
it's what you grew up with,
can't
right?
Play those with.
Like if you have more experience with one or the other, that's probably just the one you're going to be more comfortable with, unless you make like a super dedicated push to try to shift from one to the other.
Yeah, I'm never doing that.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, whatever floats your boat.
The next step will be transitioning to VR, where I'm holding a gun. That's the future. That's
sure.
The real controller.
Yeah. VR is still pretty cool.
And if you're in the metaverse, that gun will actually shoot bullets that kill things.
That's right.
Persona.
You'll never see it coming.
You'll never see it coming.
Anyway,
why was that guy running such a seedy toy gun shop?
I don't know.
Reasons.
I mean, I won't get into details about him because Dustin doesn't know anything about him.
I'm not brave enough yet. I don't quite have enough guts.
Get them guts.
It is interesting that he treats it like he's like selling drugs or something.
Right.
Like, dude, like,
you're
wait,
in a toy store.
That's right.
Calm down, bro. Ito?
You're not even selling BB guns.
Ito?
Who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
It starts with an I. There's an
dude
O.
Dude with hat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's weird, too, how Ryuji's like, oh, yeah, I've got this model gun. Like, what is a model gun?
Well, what Japan
is,
what's
like, the use for that in the home?
Japan is really big into airsoft, and I think their gun laws are so strict that you really can't own many firearms. It's just like a citizen in Japan. So the people who are into that scene, and you know, and they do exist. Like they buy that, they buy replicas, they buy like airsoft versions of, you know, an AR-15 or whatever thing they're into.
Grenade launchers.
Haven't you seen Fooly Cooly?
Chirp, chirp.
Wow, maybe they haven't.
I have. I know
I
what you're talking about.
I watched some of it and just like
it's been a bit.
It was weird.
Ah.
It's
it was
really
a great
weird.
Show. But they use airsoft guns like that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Did you see the trailer for the sequel to that, Brian?
Fooly Cooly?
Yeah.
No.
They're doing another
they might be making.
Yeah,
one,
they're doing another run of it on Adult Swim. I don't know how I feel about it, but the like 30 seconds of footage they put out at least looked like manic in the same way that show was before. So. Shrug.
Wait, are they playing the original show or are they playing like a spiritual successor?
No, it's just like literally Fooly Cooly 2, and it's got the girl from the Vespa in it and like some new characters.
I might have to look that up because I would like to see that. Yeah,
I
like the original.
I don't think it's out yet, but just Google it and you'll figure it out. Because it was
I'll
like
Google
a Comic-Con reveal or something like that.
It
was some recent
right
event where they said that was happening, but
I don't think it's a remake, but I think they're, like I mentioned this to Dustin, they're bringing back Outlaw Star to Adult Swim.
Yeah,
that
that's
show
just,
gets
they're just
weird.
Putting it back in the rotation again. But that show's all right.
I like Outlaw Star.
Cactus Bastard.
Get my caster
down,
shells out.
Cowboy Bebop.
Boba.
Caster shells.
Mm-hmm.
Cactus Bastard.
That is, it is very much like
my favorite
line
in that entire show is Cactus Bastard.
Cactus Bastard.
Cowboy Bebop is an anime that doesn't feel particularly anime-like.
No.
And Outlaw Star is very much
it's
just like
anime.
It's the anime version of Cowboy Bebop. It's just like
that ending though. What even happened? I still don't know.
Yeah.
I want to rewatch that show again.
Although those
we watched
guns
that,
are
like,
still
4 years ago.
Like Brian was saying, the casters are still a good like bit. Like that's a it's a fun
yeah
like, fictional
like
weapon
shows.
Thing.
I think I showed you one of my classmates from high school, like, he does some cosplay stuff, and he made a replica of that at one point. I think he had a really good Gene.
Yes, Gene Starwind, I think.
He had a really good Gene.
Name is Gene Starwind.
It's anime. The name, yeah, I'll say, it's the name of an anime character. Duh.
It's like somebody put Luke Skywalker into Google Translate.
Into a blender and pulled, like, dump the remains out. There it is.
I mean, you could say that about a lot of anime, though.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Like, Vash the Stampede.
It wasn't his real name.
Well, I think his real name was Vash, but...
Okay, well, that's a fine name.
Still, it's a name.
There's lots
is much of a surname.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are early on. Like when I in my like when that stuff was contemporary, when it was just fresh on Adult Swim, I always wanted to try to do that to build either a replica version of the Caster Gun from Outlaw Star or Vash's like revolver from Trigun. Yeah,
I just like the idea of caster shells.
Just like a gun that shoots magic bullets.
Yeah, basically. Maybe it's a dud. Maybe it's not.
Right. I mean, I'm okay with it. Actually, I'm surprised that no one has done it. I mean, well, I'm certain someone has done it, but nothing that I can think of off the top of my head. Actually, no, that one game... I don't know why I can't remember it, but a game that uses... like bullets as currency. God damn it! Which game? Metro does that. I think.
Or
am I mixing that up with Stalker? Or am I just wrong?
Yeah, you're wrong about both.
One of those games. Well, one of those Eastern Bloc first-person games has like bullets that are also your currency. Like you can either shoot them or you can spend them.
Yes, they're basically. You're mostly thinking of Metro in this case, where the bullets are currency.
Okay. I thought that was the case. I thought it was at least in the ballpark.
Basically, the bullets that are currency in Metro are like these bullets have been stored in an ammo can. You know, they're going to work.
They're reliable. So you can either shoot people with them or you can trade them for other shit.
You can also buy junk bullets, which, you know, they're a lot less expensive and they're not quite as reliable or damaging and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But you'll get a lot more of them. So.
Yeah, because I do remember that being a thing in that show where, like, after a good haul, he would make sure to buy some good bullets.
And I'm really, really excited that they're making another Metro game because I love the Stalker games and I love the Metro games.
I've never actually played a Metro game, but I played a little bit of the first Stalker and I like that what those games are about. Like I just like the vibe that they have. I don't know. I just never had time, I don't think, to get into most of them in a way that was like to really get into the nitty gritty, but they're very cool.
Knowing that, I may respect you a little less as a person.
It never ends.
You've played
just so much slinging, man.
Oh, they're literally probably I don't know. They got to be in my top 10. They're super atmospheric and awesome. Yeah,
like I said, I would love to. Maybe someday I'll find like maybe I'll play the new Metro game or whatever.
You could play them. They make them for those consoles. You always.
Damn, Brian. See if we help you again. Don't mind me quoting everyone's favorite dog, General Bill. He's not a general.
No,
he's
they
just
are
a pilot.
They are very neat. Like
Starbucks.
I said,
best.
No, their dogs are all trash.
Hey, see if I help you again.
Just a matter of finding the hours.
Fox, that's one of ours.
He doesn't really care, and just killed his wingman.
You could probably get those on Steam.
Oh, yeah. I bet they're super cheap.
And if you really want to use a controller, I think you could still use a controller with the PC version.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really good games.
Yeah. I have the box copies of Stalker and I think Stalker 2. Like, I have the DVDs for PC that are just, like, in a box somewhere. But.
Well.
Yeah. Never got the chance to play Metro. Not to date, but.
That game made me really sad because I loved the Stalker games, and then when I think it was Windows 7 came out, there were major issues with playing that game and the way like that it was coded and the DirectX it uses and all that stuff, that even playing it in like compatibility mode for Windows XP, it just had too many issues.
Yeah.
So it was really annoying.
Woo.
But the same people, a subgroup of those people, are the ones that make Metro.
Right.
So.
Fantastic.
I'm always happy to support them.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where those games originate from? Are they Ukrainian? Or I know they're from... Okay, that's what I thought.
Now, I don't remember if... I want to say the publishing company is Deep Silver. I don't know if they've relocated, but I know at one point they were... Not only did their whole thing start in the Ukraine, but they may still be in the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, everything around those games is neat. They're basically made by people in old, like, post-Soviet countries that are, like, essentially about kind of living in an atmosphere like that, and specifically, like, a post-Chernobyl society of just, like, kind of how do you go on with all this weird shit that is just part of everyday life around here. And then also you can shoot monsters, so that's pretty good.
Deep Silver did relocate there in... They're in the United Kingdom and Bavaria.
Okay. Yep.
So.
The very least, still European.
Delightful.
Huh. Apparently they owned Volition, too.
Yeah, they bought what was left of Volition after THQ broke up, like, 2 years ago or whatever it was.
RIP THQ.
Who will make us SpongeBob games now?
I don't know.
Something called Fish Labs Entertainment.
Is making SpongeBob games?
Maybe.
No, it's just another company owned by Deep Silver.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of funny.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm. Brian, do you know when that new Metro game is coming out? Is that this year? Because I remember they had that footage of it at the Xbox thing at E3. But
I want to say that it's going to be... I think that's Metro Redux, right?
I think so.
Nope, it's not Metro Redux. That's the Metro 2033 redo that they did.
That makes some sense.
Gasp.
I'm looking it up right
now. Nomenclature.
Anyway. I want to say it was actually 2018.
Gasp.
That's probably likely.
Metro Exodus is what it's called. And, Metro E3 Exodus. 2017. Metro Exodus.
Clack, 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 clack.
Yeah, initial release date is going to be 2018.
Okay, so. Yeah, that game will be out sometime next year. That's
delightful.
Cool. Guns and Monsters.
I'm looking forward to it. That was the one thing I loved was I watched the Xbox E3 thing, and almost every game that I was super excited about, when I looked them up, they said they're going to be out for Xbox and PC. And I was like, well, great. I've got a kick-ass laptop, and I have no desire to buy an Xbox.
But does it have Windows on it?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I was not a savage.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, there was that one guy.
Well, Windows developer. What do you think?
It's just... You
never know.
There are those people still out there. When we were at... When we were at Maker Faire, like, a couple weeks ago, we were doing demos, and a lot of people asked about the... Like what they were running on,
because they're the Intel boxes.
Yeah, the little Nuke boxes, the tiny little Intel PCs. And then one of the dudes who asked that, he came over and said, "Oh, what are they running on?" And I said, "Oh, those are little Intel machines. They're just Windows computers." And he's like, "And he was just like, oh, they should just be running Linux." And then he walked away.
Yeah.
End of conversation. Like, I was like, "All right."
It's gonna be another shot across
good,
the bow.
Good day to you too.
You know, I went to every booth there.
Like, yep.
Oh, you should be running Linux.
actually, you should be running Linux.
Yeah.
I don't run Mac like some people.
You don't run Mac. You have a Mac. You're not going to install iOS on anything that isn't a Mac. That is a savage.
Not a
hack and people. Those are actually more common now than you might think. Of people just like grabbing ripped, fucked up versions of OS X and putting them on traditional, on like an Intel computer that they built themselves.
No, you fucking do the opposite. You put your Windows on a Mac.
No. You don't do that because that sounds like an awful way to screw up your Windows experience.
If it's all you have, Brian, it's all you have.
Oh, boy.
At least allow them to bridge the gap.
No.
Damn.
No. They're
so
already
harsh.
Tripping.
God.
Drawing some lines in the sand tonight. Anyway.
That's right. I have always said I would probably... transition to Linux before I would transition to anything other than Windows. So there's only one other choice out there.
I mean, only one other choice if you're not looking hard enough. I'm sure there's infinite OSs around.
Well, yeah, but those are all just different flavors of Linux, so.
Oh.
I will transition to an Android device.
Say, there you go, yeah. You'll just plug a keyboard into your phone and call it a day.
Android is legitimately probably my second favorite operating system. Like, if I had to switch from Windows, I'm just on Android now. That's how life is.
I'm going to get a laptop with the clips. Hook it up and
get a Chromebook. See what you can do when it get done in a web browser.
Well, I told you about those Superbooks before. You can get those now. The ones that just connect your phone and boom, your phone's the laptop.
Right.
You'll probably see one eventually.
Never.
I'll be buying one at some point and bringing it over.
And then I'll throw it out the window because I don't want to look at it.
Rude.
Wow.
Wait, you're going to leave the Mac unguarded?
I don't have a Mac.
Doesn't Dustin have a Mac?
I mean, it's super old at this point.
Have a MacBook.
We use it for, like, it's our go-to streaming anything. Like, we just plug that thing into the TV and that's all we use it for.
I've seen you use it before.
Yeah, no, nowadays it's like a utility computer. There was a time where it was my primary laptop. It was basically before I got my good Windows laptop, and like while it was the last leg of, like, we were in college and we were actually working on an app for the Mac. Like, our senior project was building a Mac application, and we needed at minimum one person that actually had a MacBook to work on it. So,
I mean, I did the same thing in senior design, but I borrowed one from the school.
For your senior project, they put together a team that was going to make a Mac app, and they didn't think maybe we should find somebody that already has a Mac.
They technically, like Lorraine said, if I had gone through the hoops, you could have just like gotten like a computer from the school assigned to you for like the period that you had the project. But I was I had bought that thing like a few months before then anyway.
So it worked
just to have a nicer laptop. Like,
yeah, your laptop before that is hot garbage.
Yeah, and then it just happened to work out that I didn't need the hardware from the school. But if you were somebody who either wanted to or got assigned to that project, you could have acquired back hardware from the school on a temporary basis without having to just go out and buy your own.
That's what I did.
It's all right. I do the what. Say what you will about Mac devices. Period. The one thing that I've always been thankful to Apple for going forward from say the mid 2000s is that they definitely made laptops. Period. Better. Like they set the bar higher, and then Windows computers kind of finally
followed.
The Dells and the HPs of the world finally have started to step up and make like really awesome laptops.
Well, you're talking about build quality though.
Sure, yeah, fit and finish.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I don't.
Spit and
I'm
polish.
Pretty sure Mac doesn't even sell a laptop good enough for me, so.
Damn.
Yeah. They don't
Brian,
put good hardware in them.
Taylor.
Well, if you're looking for graphics cards, that's fair, but.
Yeah.
In any case.
Yeah, they. No.
Yeah, that's never what I've. Personally, that's never what I've needed a laptop for. I just want a fast processor and a big fucking screen. Like a big, aspect ratio screen, not necessarily a physically large one.
Let me tell you about 17 inches.
Yeah, like I still want to get one of those Surface.
23 inch laptop.
Yeah, I still want to get one of those Surface laptops because they're 3x2. The screen is so tall. You can fit so much code on that weird screen that's like nearly 4K.
So weird.
Way into it.
I love my laptop.
Computers are cool.
But it is a desktop replacement, so.
Yeah. You went all in on that thing. Which, you know, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's all about.
I do love it.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too, is there definitely is a laptop for everyone. Like, there's some product in the market that fits your needs, whether you're just, you know, like somebody's mom who, you know, goes to YouTube and Facebook and, you know, pays a bill or two. Down to people like you who just want something that is like almost the best computer you can put together, except you can also put it in your bag.
Mm-hmm. Woo.
As soon as I got to the point, especially with this laptop, where it's capable of high-end VR, I'm like, at that point, I'm probably never going to buy a desktop again, which kind of makes me sad. Because I loved building, you know, desktops for years. But after my last laptop, which was also a gaming laptop, I mean, at this point, I'm probably never going to build one again. Kind of sucks.
Yeah, but again, you know, buy the computer you need, and if you don't need both of those devices, you know, save yourself some cash.
And it's not like I even take my laptop anywhere. I think I've taken this laptop out once. My old laptop I took twice, and both times I was just sitting in hospital waiting rooms, and I was playing Dark Souls. and in, you know, props to you guys, I was playing it with an Xbox controller.
There you go, right on.
So, you know, the right game, the right controller.
I like it. I appreciate that.
The problem is they keep making shooters for consoles, and that's not what they're for.
Roll it back, Brian. It's fine. Just breathe.
Uh-huh.
Take a deep breath.
Yep. Anyway.
You're going to be fine. They can't get you here.
Mm-hmm. We've got PCs. We've got Splatoon. Kyle, have you been up to anything specifically over the last, I don't know, couple weeks?
Nope.
Fair enough. I guess Meta X is the only thing, right?
Yeah, that we got some of that in yesterday.
Yeah, card games are cool. If you like superheroes, if you like DC superheroes and playing weird card games, Google Meta X and then go buy a starter deck somewhere.
If you Google Meta X, you have to actually dig for it.
Is there
a couple other things?
Search results. Try
Meta
X
Panini.
Justice League card game.
Okay, there you go.
That's more of a more relatable League. Hook, anyway.
Sure.
I don't know what a Meta X is, but I know what a Justice League is.
Mm-hmm. It hadn't occurred to me until we had opened product that I had never seen the backs of the cards before. They look okay. Like, that logo is fine.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I don't love it, but logo. I definitely don't hate it.
I mean, it's
so
still
it looks like
fairly...
something that would be on, like, a supervillain's helmet or forehead.
Right.
Like Magneto.
If you Google Meta X like I did, it just talks about blockchain digital advertising.
That's great. Oh,
like,
that's
this
so good.
Is not right. This isn't what I'm looking for at all.
Oh, it
is.
So meta.
The most meta.
That's really great. Man.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. And they'll still maybe have an official website for that at some point. Who can say?
Fatcow.wordpress or whatever it was.
No, it's never been a Fatcow URL. That was the other one.
Just WordPress.
Yeah, just a WordPress blog. But anyway,
half the stuff I can find is like Panini Games.
There you go.
Friday tidbits.
Yeah, like, it's like Richie posting updates on the WordPress blog dedicated to Panini stuff. And then, like, links to Facebook that go back to that blog, basically.
Not gonna lie. Doesn't look like they're trying to sell this thing very well.
Man, they don't know how to do anything, so it doesn't surprise me.
Whoever runs their online presence there doesn't exist.
Well, yeah, I think the real problem is that that is actually no one's job, so it just falls to whoever is willing to step up and do some of that in their spare time.
Corporate structuring!
But, you know, it is what it is. At the very least, I had a good time playing it over the weekend, so that was fun.
Darkseed.dogs.deck.
Dark side dogs.
Dark dogs.
Dark dogs.
Dark dog. Bork, 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 bork.
My favorite archetype.
Same.
It's like that's cool.
You got your dark elves, your dark dogs.
Mm-hmm. And then, other than that, I don't think, like, Lorraine went into Splatoon. Like, that's most of what she's been doing. And then I think the only thing we've really been doing together is just playing a little more Pokemon Go. Like,
yep.
I was busy giving a Zapdos diabetes while we were talking today. Just shoving candy into its face. I had built up, before we started this podcast, I had 174
Holy shit.
Rare candies. And then I fed about 70 of those to Zapdos. Because my inventory filled up.
The beatus.
My inventory filled up today, so I was like, well, I need to make some slots.
What is that guy's name? You should name your Zapdos that.
Oh, Wilford Brimley?
Yeah.
I can name him Wilford.
Name
I don't
him
think
Wilford.
The whole thing would fit.
Name him Wilford. The beatus.
Yeah, I was having the same issue last night. I think I turned 70 rare candies into Mary candies.
Nice.
Damn.
So
I have enough for an Ampharos. I just need to pull the trigger on Lucky Egg and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, same here.
Brian, did you Ampharos. Say, were your Zapdos exploits successful today?
No, I sat there and we waited for about an hour and 10 minutes before everybody finally showed up, and I did not successfully capture the Zapdos.
Oh, that sucks.
We beat it, but
yeah, at least you got plenty of tries because it just started like this evening.
Yeah,
I got 3 charge TMs out of it.
Oh,
so.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I've had maybe one time drop like 3 of 1 TM, which is why I have so many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had enough charge TMs lying around that I finally converted my second Tyranitar from Crunch to Stone Edge, just because I had enough that I could just keep going until he got the better move.
I think right now I've got about 12 of each. I've only used one of them, and that was because like I had a crappy... It was my... that's what it was. It was my Tyranitar. Mm. I had the crappy, the non-stab move.
Iron Tail is the primary one.
Oh,
Iron
Tail.
You got Bite instead.
I had that one, so I got... I switched it over to the other one, so I finally had a Dark Attack.
Nice.
Yeah, I had Iron Tail and Stone Edge, I think, right?
Yeah, Stone Edge is his best secondary. Although Crunch isn't terrible. Stone Edge is just a little bit better, has better matchups.
Yeah, it's stronger, too.
I've got three Gyarados.
That's a lot of Gyarados.
And two of those are basically just Dark, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dark's a good moveset for Gyaradoses, too. He's very
both
useful.
Both of mine are Dragon, actually.
That's not bad. Like, that's still okay. He's one of the only dragon attackers in the game, period, so it's something.
That's true.
My only dark guy besides that is Houndoom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I kind of wanted to keep them dark for a while in case I ever need
dark
guys.
Whenever Mew or Mewtwo shows up.
Yeah. Or, you know, even like Gengar, Alakazam, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or if you're still hunting Lugias, it never hurts for them.
No. I got one. That's all I need.
Yeah, I went 5 for 5 on Zapdoses today, which was a little nuts.
Oh, wow.
Two of them were mine, because he took my phone.
Because we did one, Lorraine and I did one raid physically together while we were out.
And he caught it.
Yeah, we ordered pizza, and like there was a Zapdos raid on the way to the pizza place when I was going to pick it up. So I was like, all right, we'll go fight a bird, and then we'll get food, and then... so we fought that one, and I caught it, and she didn't, and then we came back and ate. And then...
Well, no, first, we went and did the Moltres raid around the corner because there were some people who were at the Zapdos raid who needed the Moltres. So Dustin's like, oh, we'll just come by afterwards, leaving me to want the pizza that's left in the car.
It only took like 10 minutes.
to help
your fellow Pokemon
trainers.
They
didn't need us. They had a lot of people there. They could have done it. Although some of those guys seemed to sound like they had really bad teams, so maybe they actually couldn't have done it because we got the damage bonus and there was like two yellows, so...
Yeah, we were outnumbered like 3-7 team wise, but we like far outranked them in total DPS. So they probably did need our help.
Potentially.
I don't know. If I don't have one by Thursday or Friday, I'll do a little bit of raiding
until
I get one.
Start to sweat.
I want to make sure I get at least one. Mm-hmm. And depending on how the raids go, like if I do one more raid and I catch one, I might do a couple more raids.
Sure.
But if I go out Thursday or Friday, like when I don't have to go to work.
Right, going hard.
Yeah, I mean, the rewards
and
are good
I
enough
four
to
or
like...
five and I get one, I'll be like, all right, I'm done. Because,
I had done, and then after we got home and we ate and stuff, Lorraine wanted to do the dishes, and I was like, well, I'll run out and try to get a couple more birds.
I also didn't want to leave. That was part of it.
Yeah, I know.
So I did the dishes because I didn't want to go.
I took her phone and went out and did basically two more raids with my phone and her phone both, and I caught all four of those. So that went okay.
You sociopath.
Well, you're kind of lucky, too, because you got Allen Park by you, which has, like, a crap ton of gyms.
Yeah, there's quite a few. And a decent, like... I didn't know quite how dedicated, but a pretty decently sized dedicated player base of people who will just follow, go from raid to raid. And I did run into, I finally ran into John while I was out today. Yeah. Which was cool. Because the first one we did was Heritage Park, and I showed up there, and then like 5 minutes later, he showed up, and I was like, hey, man.
Wait, were you at the Heritage Park one today?
Yeah.
At like 7 o'clock?
I think there was two that spawned, because the one that I did was, like, it was, like, just almost exactly 8 when we actually raided.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just remember people talking about it in Discord while we were trying to get our Woodhaven people over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was one, because we... It must have been
around
like... It was pretty close to 6 when we were over doing the one in Allen Park, and people were like, oh, there's one at Heritage, we're going there next. And we're like, well, we gotta get pizza, so we're not going there. So that might have been the one you could be talking about, the first one.
Yeah, but yeah, it was good. Like I said, caught a lot of Zapdoses, and it was cool to see John, and I just talked to him for a little bit, and he showed me his phone. He had like 20 Moltreses.
Oh my God.
And like, he had a lot of stuff. He's been grinding hard, apparently.
I mean, I've maybe missed one Moltres. I've caught all of them, and some of them are real bad.
Just wondering where he finds the time for all that raiding.
Mm.
I think he's got really good hours. Like, maybe. Like, I think his off hours are very conducive to playing Pokemon Go. And then it's just,
I think I get raided out. Once I've done five or six of the raid, like, I don't really want to do any more for a day or two.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I like to do...
See, I feel the same way, and then I have to go out anyway because Dustin's going. He's like, oh, I want you to go! And then I go.
I still like to try to do the daily, because if you don't use the pass, you're just...
But then you know. You have two for the next day.
Yeah, but then you got to use at least one of those. Mm. So
that's usually what happens, like, saved is especially around range. Those times. I'll use my daily on a like a junk raid if I have to, but mm-hmm. like right now...
Yeah, like, fuck it. Go get that Magikarp, but...
Yeah. When I did the Moltres raids, I only did three Moltres raids, and the two Moltres I caught were free passes on that day.
Nice.
So, and I just didn't catch another one until the... Or I didn't fight another one until the last day. Mm-hmm. Well, like, yesterday or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, that's cool. Pokemon Go is still Pokemon Go. I'm honestly, at this point... Now that they've been going for, like, almost 3 weeks now, I'm looking forward to when the raid stuff cools down a little bit, because I still like that... My favorite thing about that game is just walking, and we've actually done a minimal amount of that mm-hmm. since the raid stuff has been yep. going, because it's just a hectic, like, all right, get in my car and go to where everybody's meeting up, because mm-hmm. that's where... gotta get there and gotta do the thing and try to catch this rare dude.
I was telling the people at my raid that today, like, I would normally be here at the park biking right now.
Yeah, yeah. Getting exercise but instead of standing here. Around trying to organize, yeah. like, trying to herd cats in the form of getting all these people, like, to make sure that nobody gets left out and that everybody, you know.
It's not like you can leave and come back. Like, no. It's,
yeah. Right, wait yeah. there till the raid you miss your over. Window. It's like all the people who are interested are, have done it and they've moved on.
Mm-hmm.
You get back 10 minutes later. Oh, yeah, we forgot that you went and you were coming back, so.
Oh, whoops.
Whoopsie.
Whoopsie poopsie.
Good luck next time.
Later, bye.
Yeah, it's definitely Zoom. Different. But it has still been fun. And like I said, running into a few people that we know, like, outside of this in the real world has been pretty funny, too.
I'm really hoping they'll go to that, like, because I've seen some promo materials where they show, like, a 48-hour raid egg.
Yeah.
And I'd, like that to me sounds like a good idea. Like, yeah, let us know a legendary is going to be here in 2 days, and we'll have people here,
we'll be here
in 2 days. Yeah, I don't have to worry about, like, you know, showing up and nobody's there, or showing up and there's four groups and they all just finished.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's yeah, no. We all know the raid's going to start at 6 p.m. on Tuesday.
Right.
We'll be here.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Although that'll be maybe scary for the other, like, I did today hear about even more instances of just, like, yeah, we were out in front of a place, and then, like, there were, like, 30 of us, and then the police got called, and they cleared everybody out.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like, that problem will be magnified, like, five or sixfold if they yeah. do end up doing it that way, and it's like, all right, there's, you know... 100 yeah. random people in front of this church at 5:30 p.m. on a Tuesday.
I wonder if Niantic would, at that point, maybe change some gyms.
Oh, like their locations, well, like, maybe.
Those, they should make more of them in parks, I think, not yeah. actual buildings themselves. Mm-hmm. Like,
especially churches, because, like...
the museums, like you can't get in. Like, yeah. And there's, what, five gyms inside of it and yeah. five gyms outside of it? That's just, like, a whole bunch of raids that nobody can go mm-hmm. to because, like, if
right,
you
right, they close at five or whatever.
It's whatever.
Not like,
yeah. And there was one that I saw on Discord the other night that I think it started at five, and I'm like, no one's there. Uh-huh. Like, no guests, no, mostly no employees. Yeah. So I'm like, that's not helpful. Nobody can do that.
But that's also a marketing opportunity. Hey, players, there's three Lugias inside the museum.
Yeah, but after
everybody
it's
buy
closed,
a ticket.
You can't go in there when it's closed.
Oh, yeah. I guess after
or
hours.
It's just like nobody's able to even do anything about it, even if you wanted to.
That's when the security guards win.
Well, there's not that many of them. But...
we can take this Venusaur.
Most of the level fours, they say if there were a couple of dedicated dudes, most of the level fours are duo-able if you've got really good teams and are really strong. But
I saw people with like four or five taking Moltres, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had what?
But
like
I did
10 yesterday.
I did worry about that.
Woohoo! Get worried.
You remember when we were at
yesterday?
What?
Holy crap.
Sorry.
Did you say you did 10 raids yesterday?
No, 10 people at a Moltres yesterday.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, what?
Nah. Just 10
Dustin,
people.
Do you remember when we did the Articuno at the park by my house?
Yep.
When there were like 30 people standing out there?
Mm-hmm.
Were you aware that that's a police station?
Yeah, I did know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remembered you telling me that the other time when we were over there. But yeah, so that was that was funny too.
I was wondering about that. Like, I wonder if somebody's going to come out here.
Sure.
Wonder what the heck we're all doing.
Yeah, and some of the, like, there's a couple, like, there's a lot of stops at a couple gyms by, like, the Dearborn Police Department. There's a couple by the Melvindale one even. So yeah, that's going to be some pretty funny situations, theoretically.
That actually seems like a really good place to put raids.
Well, sure, I guess so. As long as there's, like, that, like I said, at some point that's a problem of, you know, if there's adequate parking and adequate space to just, like, stand around like a moron, then, like, that's all pretty much fine. If it just ends up with, like, you know, people overflowing into the street or...
Yeah.
The worst thing I've seen is when people are, like, so hectic to get to a thing that they just, like, pull their car up wherever and, like, park halfway onto the grass in, like, a place that's also part of the street and then just jump out of their vehicle. Like, take a second, guys. You can just go up the street and find, like, parking. It's not that dire.
It's the most dire.
I was thinking about it from, like, a kid's perspective. Like, I don't know. I'd probably be, you know, feel more okay if my kid was playing the game and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to a raid at the police station. It's like, well,
then
nobody's
it's
probably
like,
going to abduct you at the police station.
There's some connotation of safety.
Yeah.
Sure. Although that's actually that's a decent point. But one of the other things that I think is just kind of cool is that, and it probably 95% or more of cases where we've seen kids playing, it's almost always a family thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's at least one parent, if not like, you know, both parents and maybe a sibling or two.
Yeah. If not playing with them, they're like in the car or something. Like, they're taking them to these places.
Mm-hmm.
That'd
still
be me.
Yeah, exactly. And that's still neat. Like, I still think that's really cool about the game in general, is that it just gives people an excuse to hang out outside together. But yeah, I'm looking forward to a break from the
you
hectic raid
and
stuff.
Me
so
both.
I hope that they don't roll into just another thing after Zapdos, but it doesn't look like that's going to be the case.
They haven't said anything, so we'll see.
No, you don't have to do it.
He has to.
Kyle, you're right, but it's the same thing. It's that discussion we had yesterday about...
I have to do it.
That's right, yeah. Mobile games.
And you've committed.
Like, there's an event going on. It's not like I'm not going to not do it.
I would say the same thing until I've gotten, after I get my first one.
Right.
Then I don't have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, I'm kind of obligated. I got to get one of these.
I need this.
I have to catch them all.
Right.
That's right. It says so from day one.
At least one of them.
Ash Ketchum told us 20-something years ago.
Oh, God. Has it been that long?
Yes.
Yes, actually.
Yeah, over 20
last
in Japan.
Year,
was it
2016. It's 1996.
Yeah. Was it 97 in the U.S. or was it also 96?
It was 96, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly
it's
which
a lot
one.
Of Pokemon.
I just remember, about 97 is when I finally started. Mm-hmm. So.
What a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pokemans.
Indeed.
It was my first year where I live now.
Right.
It's also the year I got Pokemon. Played it on an old gray brick Game Boy.
Fuck yeah.
That's right.
Kids today, they have no idea what it was like back then.
No.
Mm-hmm. Although that's a good note. I think that's the last thing. I'll throw this out there and then we'll try to wrap it up. We were at a different thing, not explicitly video game related, that we had done over the last couple days was...
Sorority picnic!
Yeah, Lorraine's sorority had alumni picnic?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was a lot of people, you know, mostly people who were out, but
there
were some actives
there.
Like,
the alum outweighed the actives.
Yeah,
there
but
were more
anyway,
alum.
It was an excuse for people who either were in the sorority now or had been in it to get together and kind of hang out. And one of Lorraine's sorority sisters brought her nephew... and he, like, we've seen him around a couple times before, and he's a cute kid, but he was, like, I kind of had sat down with him at a point, and he was telling me all about the video games he was playing and stuff. Like, he was really excited to see my shirt, because I had the Earthbound shirt with just Ness on it, and he was like, is that the dude from The Escapist? And I'm like, no, but that's fine.
What?
And then he was showing me his 3DS, and he's like, here's all the Pokemon I got. And like, and he's like, and like, Pokemon Yellow and Pokemon Fire Red are my favorite Pokemon games. And I was so excited to hear that coming from like a 7-year-old. I was like, you're the coolest kid ever.
Well, no, when we were over at that particular sorority sister's house for the Christmas party at the end of last year, he instead latched onto me, and we were talking a lot of Pokemon Go and just other Pokemon, like Sun. I think he might have been playing also at the time, too, at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Did you teach him about IVs and egg hatching? And
well,
the
he's apparently aware, because I guess like he like hacked his, I don't know how he did it. He didn't say, he just said he cheated. And made his Ash Greninja like level 100 because his friend Ivy and Eevee trains his Pokemon. And I'm just like, okay. I was like, I do that too, so. Whoops.
Kids are savvy these days. Yeah.
Basically.
But it was really funny. And yeah, he was really cute. And it was just like, it was a really funny interaction. I never got the chance to ask him because I was just so like, I was so pleased that he bothered to like name drop those games. I was like, what could he be playing Fire Red on? Like, I guess he's just got an old SP or something.
He had a DS, like an original DS. Okay. They had the Game Boy Advance.
I guess that would work.
Yeah, DS Lite or yeah. DS.
But he could have a.
Yeah, because the device he had on him was just like a 3DS XL.
Yeah, it was a new, it had the nub.
Okay.
And he mentioned that at one point, too.
Can you get any of those from the store, like the eShop?
Not
GBA ones.
Yeah, you could only play downloadable GBA games on the Wii U for whatever reason, and they never put out those Pokemon games on there.
Because when we got the Nintendo Ambassadors the GBA games, they weren't really good ports, and the 3DS can't really handle it, which is why they're not releasing those on the 3DS. And they've only done them on the Wii U because, like, there's some jank to them if you play them on the 3DS. But that's the only reason why they're not actually for sale on there.
Right.
But they've got a ton of GBA and like DS games on the eShop on the Wii U.
But yeah, that conversation was fun. And like I said, it was weird, but also heartening to still see that like. A kid who has played way more video games than that, and even like he had a copy of like Sun or Moon, I don't know which,
I'm not sure.
He had one of them, and he was like playing that too. But even having played all those modern games, he still got something out of playing like the super old crusty ones. So
that's awesome.
I enjoyed that a great deal. I was like, this kid's okay.
Man, I'm glad
those old games still relate to kids.
Yeah, I can't wait for Gold and Silver to come out like next month. I think it is like the 20th of September.
Because
I mean,
it's
those
like
games.
The same... general time as Metroid 2 and
and Pokken. I think it's actually the same day as Pokken, which is the only reason why I know that. Because it's coming out the same day as Gold and Silver. Because those games are like just good enough enhances to like what Red and Blue laid.
I
love them.
Right. I mean,
I'm going to play through Gold and I'm going to love it.
In basically every
so
respect,
much.
They're pretty much better
Ooh.
Than like Red and Blue.
Wow.
Oh.
Silver.
I mean, fine. Gold and Silver. They're great.
Yes.
I mean, Silver
I
was
wish
my
Crystal
preferred
was coming
one too,
out because I would get Crystal because then I could be a girl, but
yeah,
I'll get Gold.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Emerald.
Well, yeah. They cry.
Anyway,
I'm reliving my still disappointment for Persona 3 Dancing Moon Knight because I know the female protagonist from Persona 3 Portable is not going to be in it. They don't put her in anything. She has not been in anything. They've also
dropped her since
they've
then.
They basically like because there was so much fucking cis male backlash to her being in the game in general.
Come on,
that they're like. They're like, you don't need to put a female character. No, that's literally what they said. They're like, she brings nothing to the game when they remade like all of the dialogue for her and made her completely her own thing. And they're like, she's an alternate timeline. She's not even canon. It's the dumbest fucking shit. She's the greatest character in 3. And she's not going to be in that game. I guarantee it. I will only buy it if she's in there. If not, I have no interest in it. I don't care how good 3's music is.
Should tell the developers that.
That's right.
Probably they're not going to listen to me.
Won't buy either of those games anyway.
I mean,
so.
I wouldn't either. If the female protagonist is in the 3 one, I would buy it for my Vita.
I would imagine you're more excited about Persona Q 2.
Potentially, if they've only said just 5, it has something to do with 5. If they bring in 3 and 4 or any other combination of that, I'm going to be...
Well, sure, but I mean, they've already done
that. I'm interested.
Like,
well, no, which
what's
5?
Q2?
Persona Q is a game for the 3DS that mixes the cast from Persona 3 and Persona 4 into an Etrian Odyssey dungeon game. Which I was very lukewarm on at the beginning and then ended up playing
through
anyway. That
is a laser-focused target right there.
Yeah, that's quite a mouthful of...
Yes.
I don't have any of those games.
A very specific subset of people, like a subset of
I think
of
aside from, like,
game.
A cartoony graphic of, like, the Phantom Thieves logo and the name Persona Q2, there's no information on it. They haven't said if it's also going to be an Etrian Odyssey game or what, because this was just announced,
they
like,
they could just entirely
week.
Revamp it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know. I might consider it when I know more.
You'll get it.
No. Dustin
like,
bought
I
Q. I didn't even like
think about it. You're going
to
get it.
No. I will not personally buy it unless I want to play it.
Stand strong.
Yeah. Dustin will buy it because he's a monster, but
I don't know. Maybe not. We'll see. If you want to play it, we can get it.
Exactly.
Like I said, I usually learn my lesson by the second game. Like, whenever my mouth is bigger than my stomach in terms of playing video games, like when I buy a thing thinking that I'm going to find time to play it and then just don't, usually by the sequel, I'm like, yeah, I don't need to buy this because I've already bought the other one and either played it for like an hour or didn't play it at all. So I might as well save myself this $40 to $60 and just hold off. Because I fully intended to play that game when I purchased it, and then it just didn't quite happen. But
and then I played it like 2.5 or so years after it came out.
Right.
And then immediately wanted to play 3, and then played 3 again. And it was great, and I loved it. I'm still even thinking about playing 3 a third time.
I mean, feels right to it.
I mean, I'm it's New Game Plus, so I'm already like level 1,000,000 anyway. So that game isn't even hard at this point. It's just let's just go through and blow stuff up, fuse more personas.
There's fun in that.
But I like the characters though. I want to see him again. I miss him.
Go back to high school. Hang out with that dog.
These are my friends.
Fucking Koromaru is best dog, and he's in that game. He's just a dog. He's not a weird cat that can talk to you. He's not a bear with a man inside of him. He's
Doesn't
just
he have
a
persona?
Dog. He has a persona, but he's just a dog.
That makes him a weird dog.
But he's just a he barks.
He's a weird dog.
He's not speaking to you or telling you to go to bed. He's a dog. And
but Lorraine,
great.
You've got Planty.
I don't care. I don't need that plant. Dustin needs that plant. I don't need that plant.
You know, that plant doesn't die if you never feed it.
I assumed that. I only did it to raise my kindness,
man. That's right,
man.
Yeah. That's the deep, dark secret is I don't give a fuck
like
about that plant.
Oh, shots fired.
I just want to make my numbers go up.
Poor Planty.
Rip Planty.
It's a plastic plant.
That's right. Yep,
basically.
That's
it's just a box.
M. Night Shyamalan style twist is that it's...
You've been pouring your money down the drain. Shoujiro comes up every now and then and just sees all this fertilizer. He's like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
I mean, if you told me that the end of Persona 5 is that plant is actually the secret evil behind what's
sure.
making everybody fucked up, I might believe you.
Sure.
I was going to say it was going to be the portal to the dimension where the thing that is evil and controls everything lives.
Right.
But it's planty.
Like
you're
bucket.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, you jump in, you take the plant out and then
no,
jump
it's,
into
it's,
that pile
no,
like Super Mario Brothers style.
No, it's even better. It's like the trash can in the land, like the end of time in Chrono
a
Trigger.
Bucket.
Sure.
I think it's actually a trash can.
It's a bucket.
It's a trash can. I think they call it a trash can.
It's a bucket.
Actually, Lorraine, if you read it in the original Japanese,
okay.
It's clearly bokatu.
I'll give you a bokatu.
I apologize. That was super uncalled for.
Gonna hit you with audio cables. You say terrible things
here.
Sometimes, Dustin.
Anyway, I think that's gonna do it. That's as good a place as anywhere to call it. Thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you for sharing hot takes on computers and Pokemon and Splatoon and everything in between.
And the right way to play shooters.
The Brian way to play shooters.
He's best way.
That hot holiday season.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're getting into it.
When
does Madden come out?
Might be right, out by the next time we record a thing, but yeah, exactly. Like the
that's when the video games happen.
Madden is like the starting gun of video games. That's when all the other video games jump off the line and and shit
What's
really starts
Madden?
Popping.
It's football, Brian.
It's an old man who whoops afraid of flying.
That's right. How do you feel about turducken?
I like the concept.
Or, but... or tough actin tenactin.
Boom.
Anyway, we'll be back in a couple weeks.
Oh, God.
We will catch you later, Internet. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.
Bye.